As one of the top drivers of the province's economy, the oil and gas industry is and will likely remain vital to the success of Alberta communities large and small, helping fund social programs, infrastructure such as roads, bridges, hospitals and schools, and many other things. Whether the ongoing battle between the Danielle Smith UCP government and the federal Trudeau Liberals over the future of the oil and gas industry will end up hurting residents here and the province as a whole remains an open question. During a 30-minute meeting with the Prime Minister last week, Premier Smith called on the federal government to halt some of its emission reduction strategies, including the so-called Just Transition Plan. The UCP government wants the Trudeau Liberals to conduct formal consultation and collaboration with Alberta before the federal government announces or implements legislation, targets or policies that materially impact Alberta's energy sector, she said. Smith also called for the abandonment of the Just Transition Plan or any other terminology or policies that signal the phase out of Alberta's conventional or non-conventional energy sector or workforce. Not surprisingly, the Prime Minister did not make any commitment to scrap any emission reduction strategies, saying instead, "We need to make sure they continue to be strong into the future as well. The world needs Alberta's know-how, Alberta's energy, and Albertan solutions for the coming years." Prime Minister Trudeau is not facing a general election in the near future and, as such, obviously has no need to dig in his heels over issues related to the future of Alberta's oil and gas industry. In fact, with many of his supporters strongly behind efforts to reduce emissions and move towards more renewable energy, the Prime Minister has a fairly strong hand to play. Premier Smith, on the other hand, is facing what promises to be a hard-fought provincial election campaign in the near future. Whether her ongoing fight with the federal government will end up winning her votes in Alberta remain anyone's guess. Dan Singleton is an editor with the Albertan.